无作，然后无德，还有无形啊，全部是无哈。
In the Master Sheng Hui's Illuminating the Principles, he continuously talking about non-practice, non-abiding, immutable, no seeking and no thought. It's all about negating all these concepts.
我们是有得有失嘛，哈，那有行，有恋无恋，我们通通是有什么？有主客的。和这边是无，也就是没有主客。
For us ordinary people, it's we have abiding and we practice and we do have thought. And in these cases, it's we are operating with subject and object, the dualistic mind. But in this commentary, it's really talking about without subject and object, having a non-dualistic mind.
像你们这边在有你在听，有我在讲嘛，哈。
As we're sitting here right now, there's a me that's giving the talk, and you sitting there that's listening to the talk.
你本来在家嘛，现在在这边嘛，哈，对不对
？Initially you were at home, and now you're sitting here listening to the talk, isn't it so?
对，那我们大概讲过了，就是我们是以身体为我的嘛，哈，所以。早上身体在家，现在身体在禅堂嘛，对不对
？We have talked about this in the past that because we take the body, the physical body as a self, so there's the concept of in the morning my body was at home and now my body is sitting here in the Chan Hall.
但是知道身体在家，还有知道身体在现在在禅堂了，那一个能知道那一个有没有来去？
But the mind, the nature that has the ability to be aware that first the body was at home and now the body is sitting in the Chan Hall, does the mind itself come and go?
对啊，没有嘛，哈。
It doesn't, isn't it?
这不太容易啊，因为我们平常都是以被感知的现象为我。
This is not an easy concept to understand because in this all these time we have been taking the phenomenons, the phenomenon that's the object of being perceived by the mind. We take those phenomenons as the self. That's the way we have been operating all these time.
因为这个这样的关系，我们应该讲说，我们已经把身体跟外在的世界切割为二了啊。
And because of this, it has been a long time, and that we have been separating the physical body and the external environment, and we take that as two. We divide it into two.
还有就是，我们把我们的心跟我们的身，我们也切割为二，对不对
？We've also divided the mind and our physical body as two.
所以就会有什么有得有失，有来有去啊。
And because of that, then there derives the concept of attaining or losing something or coming and going.
所以甚至比如说我现在我有烦恼，那我修行以后就什么，我没有烦恼了。
And that's why we even said that, oh, I have a lot of vexations right now, but after I start practicing, I will no longer have any vexations.
那我解脱了，对不对？那我解脱了的时候是你跟解脱是两样东西还是一样东西
？Or sometimes people say, "Oh, I become liberated." If when you say that, are you and liberation one or two?
对，比如说我，或者说我修行，那我得到了什么？我得到了什么什么初果、恶果，对不对？那我跟果是两样东西，对不对？
Or sometimes people might say, oh, because through practice I've attained the first stage of first stage or second stage. In that case, first stage and second stage and the self, isn't it still the two things?
所以在《心经》才会讲的什么无智亦无德，有没有？
That's why in the Heart Sutra, we talk about there's no wisdom and no attainment of any sort.
当然，心里又讲了很多啊，什么是诸法空空相，什么不生不灭、不垢不净、不增不减啊，什么什么无色受想行识、无眼耳鼻身，无的一大堆哈。
The Heart Sutra actually talks a lot more, saying that all phenomena are empty and there is no increasing and no decreasing, no attaining or not, no unattaining. So all these concepts keeps coming back to the concept of negating, of know this and know that.
那很可怕，什么都无了，到时候开悟以后什么都无了。
Is it scary that we keep saying know this and know that? Does it mean that once we have become enlightened, that nothing exists and there's nothing to be obtained at all?
其实这个无，最主要就是有时候我们讲说没有执着啦，你不要执取那个现象为我这样子。
Actually, the word 无, we can interpret it as non-attachment and non-grasping onto any one particular phenomenon.
你如果懂的就是说，应该讲说，我们能听的心，那跟所听的话，或是能知的心，跟所感知的现象，它是什么？不一不二。
We should understand it this way. The mind that has the ability to be aware and the phenomenon, either the sound or whatever that's being seen, the phenomenon that's being aware by the mind, these two, they are not one and not two.
那不一就是说，心跟相，它不是二。但是心跟相它也不是一。
This is talking about the mind and phenomenon. They are not one and the same thing. At the same time, they are not two either.
我们用楞严经的讲法就是，譬如你的心跟你所看到的现象，譬如这个人，对不对你的心跟我看到这个人我这人是一个现象，你的心是能感知的，可是我这个人是被你感知，他什么，我们是之前讲说他是我被你感知，这个是物，所以你的心不是我这个现象。
So we can understand it via the Surigama Sutra as well. In the sutra, there's an analogy that says the mindthat can see, that can perceive, that's the subject. And then there's the phenomenon, my physical body, the body that you're looking at right now, it's a phenomenon, it's an object. Yet the mind is and the object, they are not the same thing.
所以你的心跟我的身体是二，是不一还是不二？不是一还是，是不是一还是一？
So your mind and my body, are they one or not one? There's an answer that says if there's
好，没关系。
If it's non-dualistic, then it must be one.
因为我们会讲不一跟不二，我们不是讲不是一跟二哦。
Pay close attention. We talk about not one, not two.We don't say it's also one and also two. So there's a distinction there.
所以就是说，就是说，如果从有感知的功能的心跟没有感知功能的物体的物，它两者不是一，对不对？
From the perspective that the mind has the ability to be aware,versus the object, the phenomenon doesn't have the ability to be aware. From that perspective of understanding it, they seem to be two.
因为心是心，物是物嘛，所以它不是一，对不对？这个可以懂了。 好，那接下来，你的心跟我这个身体，或是跟你看到的现象，有没有办法切割为哪一部分是你的心，哪一部分是现象？
But at the same time, from the other perspective, here's my mind that has the ability to be aware versus these are the objects that's being aware by the mind. But can you cut it in two and say, draw a dividing line and say, this part is my mind and that part is object? Can you do that?
所以不一不二，那你当然也可以用其他的例子来讲，譬如说这个波浪跟海水也可以讲哦，那波浪海水跟波浪你说是一吗？那不对啊，因为海水跟波浪是什么？是不一样的啦，对不对？所以不能讲话是一。可是你说它是二吗？那明明波浪就是什么？就是海水的一个什么呈现的功能嘛。
And so that's why we said no, not one and not two simultaneously. We can also understand it by using another analogy that we have talked about in the past, the ocean and the waves on the ocean. Are the waves and the ocean one or two? First of all, wave is wave and ocean is ocean, so you cannot say they are one, the same. At the same time, waves are the essence of waves is actually the ocean. So you cannot really call them two either. So you can understand it from using that analogy as well.
另外一个解释就是，你的心啊，就是海水跟波浪啊，或者你的心跟这些现象都可以啊。海水用海水来讲比较容易啊，海水这波浪会消失，海水会不会消失？不会啊。
We can take it a step further. We can either use the mind and phenomenon or using the ocean and the waves. Let's use the ocean and wave. That it seemed to be a bit easier. So waves will disappear, but will the ocean disappear?
一样啊，就是说，就是说海水消失，不是波浪消失了，海水并没有消失。同样的，你现在能看的心也是一样啊。我这个人等一下离开了以后，我这个人就消失了。可是你这个心有没有消失？没有啊。
So similarly, when the waves when the waves perish and disappears, the ocean is still there. Same thing with phenomena in the mind.The phenomenon, my physical body that you're seeing, once I leave this room, it has disappeared and gone. But the mind, your mind that has the ability to perceive and to be aware, that mind still doesn't go anywhere. It's still there.
另外一个就是如果是二的话，那就是波浪，波浪是跟海水是没有关系的。可是事实上波浪是什么？从海水产生的，就是海水的一个另外一个形象。
So, going back, if you want to say, well, there are two things, waves and the ocean, you can call them two things because, after all, the waves are created, they came from the ocean. So, because of that, you call them non-two, not two either.
同样的，就是说我们看到的现象如果现象跟你的心是二，那你应该看不到现象。为什么？它是你的什么？你的心以外的心，在心外的东西。
If you think the mind and the phenomena are two things, two separate entities, then actually you won't be able to actually see the phenomena because anything outside of the mind you won't be able to see.
所以这个道理讲好像是可以讲得通，可是我们。坐在这边明明就是两样东西嘛，哈。
So, we may be able to understand these concepts intellectually and or through logic, but when you are actually sitting here, you are experiencing two separate entities indeed.
因为你坐在这边，你的身体跟我的身体明明就是什么，就是不一样嘛，哈。你的身体可以动啊，但是。你要什么？比如说你要抓羊，对不对？就可以抓羊啊。可是你要叫我的 你要用你的念力报叫我所抓痒，我没有啊，你会觉得是两样东西啊，对不对？
Because our experience is telling us that it's two things, your body and my body. They are two separate entities. You sitting there, if you feel an itch somewhere, you can, you know, use your hand to scratch that place. But you sitting there, if you try to control me, control my body and make me scratch, using your willpower, it's going to be very difficult. So from our actual experience, we feel that it's still two separate entities.
但是如果是你从，譬如说你的身体跟我的身体，从两者都是被你感知的现象，那它是不是都是被你感知的现象，就又变成同了，对不对？
But you can also understand it as both your body and my body, these are all phenomena that's being aware by your mind. So in that sense, your body and my body are all phenomena. It's the same thing.
因为是被你感知的现象，那你的身体会不会消失？
So there are phenomena that's being aware, perceived by your mind. Could your body disappear?
有，你们晚上睡觉的时候身体是不见的哦，或者你就睡不着了。
It can disappear, because when you're sleeping at night, you don't feel your body anymore.
对不对？你因为你的心去感觉它才存在嘛。那你晚上因为你可能在做梦啊，所以你们这边晚上感觉身体在做梦的时候，你身体是知道身体在做梦的，请举手。
So when you're sleeping, your mind ceases to be aware of your body most of the time. That's why you're able to fall asleep and your mind starts to perceive the mental activities. That's what's happening, created by the mind. So is there any of you here, when you're dreaming, you're still able to be aware of your body in a state of dreams?
所以晚上，大部分人晚上就身体的感觉是不见的，但是白天白天又跑出来了，所以它是被你心所感知的现象，对不对？
So for most people, you lose the sensations of the body at night. At least you're not as acutely aware of it. And when you wake up in the morning, these sensations come back. So the physical body is a phenomenon that's being aware, perceived by your mind.
那身体是你的身体是你感知的现象，那我的身体也是你感知的现象。所以从感知，都是被你感知来讲，它是相同的。
So your physical body is a phenomenon that's perceived by your mind. At the same time, my body sitting over here is also a phenomenon that's being seen, perceived by your mind. So from that perspective, your body and my body are the same thing. They're all phenomena.
但是如果你把身体当成你啊，你就会发觉就是你跟我是不一样的。
Yet, if you make the mistake and perceive your own body as yourself, in that case, you're going to start to feel that your body and my body are two separate things.
所以我们在禅修的时候，我们是晚上睡觉的时候，身体才会不见。有时候我们禅修，身体的感觉也会不见。
So for most people, you lose the awareness of the body when you're sleeping. But for people who meditate, sometimes during meditation, you can also lose your awareness of the body too, and you can have this experience.
当然，就是并不是每个人都能够做到身体不见了，可能手不见了啦，哈，或是脚不见了比较容易，那全身不见还要有点功夫哈。
It's not that everybody can attain that kind of state where you actually experience losing your body, not having a body anymore. Oftentimes, most of the time what occurs is some people may feel the hand has disappeared or the foot has disappeared. But for the whole body to disappear, you actually need quite a bit of skill.
那如果有，就禅坐有身体不见的经验呢？我们看到通常会有两种反应呢，一种就是我的身体在哪里？他以为是可能什么，可能往生了哈，赶快找身体，又跑出来了哈。那有一种是几次以后，或是说有些人第一次 他就会发觉，诶，那我身体不见，那我那个心还是在的啊，那以前是把身体当成我，那现在那身体不见了，我这个心还是能感知的，那我是谁？那有些人就会参话头。
So usually when that happens, we often encounter two different kind of reactions. First one is when that happens to a meditator, that person may feel like, ooh, what had happened to me? They might think that they have passed away or something happened. So as soon as a thought give rise to those kind of thoughts, then the body would just come back. They will be aware of the body again. So that's usually the first type of reaction. And the second type, it happens when someone has similar experience a few times or even for a first time. They would ask themselves, wait a second, my body has disappeared, but my mind is still here, and my mind that has ability to be aware and to perceive is still here. So who am I anyway? What is me? And from there, they will begin to investigate 话头。
如果你有这种经验，就是说，身体不见了，原来再继续参到这个外在的世界也不见了，然后再参到虚空也什么，粉碎了啊，那你就知道这个东西是什么，是因为你的心动有能所。
If you can go from that experience of not being aware of the body and continue to investigate and gradually realize that the external world has fallen away as well, and then gradually even the space has shattered away. From that point on, then you will understand that, oh, the reason why we experience all these things is because we are operating with a dualistic mind. The mind is moving, constantly shifting between subject and object. And without that dualistic mind, none of these exists.
那如果这样的话，那你就比较平常就比较容易懂，就是说我们的心跟这些现象是什么？就是你不能讲说它是一，也不能讲说它是二。
From that experience, with that kind of experience, then it will be really easier for you to understand that the mind and the phenomenon, they are not one and not two.
那刚才我们是用分析的，那如果你体验的话，你就知道说，诶，这个我们这些心一直什么，就是无形无相的，可是它可以什么，反映种种的现象。
So what we went through is we intellectually analyzed this whole process. But if you have the actual experience, you will see that the mind itself actually has no form. At the same time, it has the ability to be aware of all the phenomenon.
那一种是就是体验的。那我们现在呢，我们的心是不是跟那些人也是一样啊？你的心是不是也都是什么？可以感知，这个感知的能力有没有消失？没有啊。
So even at the same time, even if we don't have the experience yet, the mind that we have right now is exactly the same as those that have become enlightened. It's the same mind. It operates the same way that the mind has the ability to be aware at all time.
可能会有一个比较不一样的差别，就是因为他们有那种体验，他们知道这个现象跟心是不一不二的。那我们是现象跟心，我们一般来讲，我们是认为是二的。
There might be one distinction that for an enlightened person, they will see and experience that the mind and phenomenon are not one and not two. But for us, who haven't had the enlightened experience, we probably usually feel the mind and the phenomena are two separate entities.
因为那些有体证，就是说你的心跟这些现象不一不二，然后从此以后他们就不会再把心跟身体当成二的模式来操作，也就是他们就知道说我怎么样想办法让自己都是在一种什么身心不一不二的状态。
Once they have the actual experience of enlightenment, then they will be able to, from that point on, operate with, as the mind and phenomena are not one and not two. And they will try to maintain that kind of state.
那我们因为可能没有体证，那也没有这种观念。那虽然我们每个当下，我们的心跟身跟外面的现象也都是不一不二的，但是我们一直是认为是恶的，所以不断在用我们叫用分别心啊，来操作，我们叫做造业受报啊。
And because at this time we still lack that actual experience, so for us we continue to feel that the mind, our body and the external phenomenons are separate entities. And so we continue to operate that way, as if they are two separate things. And so the actions committed through this kind of thinking, we are constantly creating new karma.
总而言之，它的主要的差别就是我们的心跟外在的现象切割为二，这是第一个。然后再把外在的现象切割为我的身体跟身体以外的山河大地。
So the way we separate things is, first of all, we separate the mind and phenomenon as two different things.And then from that point on, external phenomenon, of all the phenomenons, we separated between the self, our physical body, and everything else. And we call those the world.
所以在这样的程度之下，就是我跟你就可以分了，那就我以我的身体为你，为我，那我以你的身体，你的那个形象的身体为你。
So operating that way, there arises the concept of me, my body as myself, and your body as you, yourself.
另外当然我们讲说，你也会把你记忆中的什么，妈妈的形象跟你的形象切割为什么，为二，对不对？
And we even do that with phenomena in our mind. In our mind, we would divide...the form of ourself, our memory of the self, and our memory of our mother, and we even divide that into two as well.
我们听了都在笑，因为这个已经两三年前就讲过了。但是我想你大概也是会把心中浮出来的影像，妈妈的影像、爸爸的影像、我爸妈的影像，当成是什么？当成是一个对象，当成是人嘛？
So many of you are laughing right now because we've been using this analogy for quite a few years. But I believe even till this day, you're probably still doing the same thing, separating the phenomenon in your mind into the self or your father and your mother. And you even treat those as real people and interact with those mental phenomenon.
所以这边讲净无眼啊，无眼就是肉眼、天眼还有什么眼？没那么快了哈。慧眼、华眼、佛眼啊。
So the phrase that we're focusing on today, there's it talks about the five different eye, the five eyes. The five eyes are the physical eye, the heavenly eye, the wisdom eye, Dharma eye, and Buddha eye.
那这一个肉眼，大家都有经验嘛？你用你的肉眼可以看到什么？看到东西。但是我们这个肉眼很有限哦，太远太近。然后太小太大可能都看不到、嗯、
So we all have experience with this physical eye, but our physical eye, that's what we're using right now, but our physical eye is very limited. We're not able to see too far, nor too close, and for things that are too small, we cannot see, and we can't even see things that are too big either.
那比如说我们这个我们叫做什么，我们的细菌我们看不到，可是天眼就可以看到啊，天眼啊。
So we are not able to see bacteria, but people with heavenly eye would be able to see it.
天眼就是说它很远的话，比如说可以看到台湾，看到大陆啊，看到西岸啊，这个空间可以看到，那小的话可以看到这一个细菌啊。
So heavenly eye may even be able to see as far as Taiwan, Asia, China, or the West Coast. And in terms of how small it can see, maybe they're able to see bacteria.
那有一次好像舍利猴的样子，他有三天不喝水，因为他看到 水里面有什么？有他们叫做有八万四千什么虫，就是众生，所以他不喝水啊。
There's a story in the sutra where Shariputra, he dare not drink water for over 3 days because he, with his heavenly eyes, he saw that there are 8,400 different bugs in the water, bacteria.
所以佛就告诉他说，你喝水的时候要用肉眼，要用眼看啊，不能用天眼啊。
So the Buddha taught him, when you're drinking water, just use your physical eye.
好，那这一个我们天眼可能还懂，可是慧眼、花眼可能就，很多人都不太熟悉哦。那个慧眼看这些现象啊，就看这些所有的现象，里面是没有我在的啊，叫做慧眼，叫什么？叫照见无印什么？其实他文殊光有两层意思，一是无印里面没有我啊，还有那一个，另外还包括涅槃也没有我啊。
So physical eye and heavenly eye were probably it's still within our understanding, but wisdom eye and dharma eye we talk less of and tend to be harder to understand. So wisdom eye means there's no self. Seeing the five skandhas are empty, and there are still two levels in there. That you first you see no self within the five skandhas. The second level is that you see no self even within nirvana. This is referring to the first level where in the five skandhas there's no self, and you have arrived at this understanding.
那一个，我们刚才讲说这一个慧眼就是你看到。无印没有我，那你可能就不喜欢这种什么这种无印的生灭现象，所以你就只取那个什么涅槃为我。那一个华眼就是连涅槃里面也没有我。
So with wisdom eye that you realize there's no self in the five skandhas, so you start to relinquish and you don't grasp onto any of the phenomena associated with the five skandhas, but then you may turn around and start grasping onto nirvana and emptiness. So moving a stage ahead, once you have attained the dharma eye, in the stage of dharma eye, then you don't even grasp onto nirvana. You also see there's no self in nirvana either.
所以就是就从那个肉眼天眼来讲的话，就是你用眼睛看到，你会看到就是说哦，那边有一个人啊。那即使你用天眼看到看到很远的，他们还是认为那里面是有一个人。那这一个从近无眼，这个有没有亲近？
So if going back from the physical eye and heavenly eye, physical eye, you see, oh, there's a person standing there. So there's an object, phenomenon of being seen. For heavenly eye, even though you're able to see really, really, really far, but still there's a person and you still see it. And so there's still the dualistic mind. So if we're talking about purifying the five eyes, are the physical eye or the heavenly eye, have they been purified?
所以从那个我们就亲近啊，就是说假设你的肉眼是亲近的话，那你看到这些现象啊，你不会把现象当成我当成人。
So, purifying the five eyes, you can have purified physical eye. If you have purified physical eye, then whenever you see others and the self, you're not going to take the physical body as a self andExternal phenomena as others. It's not going to be dualistic anymore.
所以要我们就要近无眼，也就是说你要从你所能看到的当中看到里面没有我，那也没有什么，然后涅槃也没有我这样子。
So to purify the five eyes, we have to achieve it by seeing no self. There's not a physical self, there's not a self in the phenomenon, and there's still no self even in nirvana. And that's called purifying the five eyes.
那这个就是我想到我们好像师父能够读人家的心哈、哦，然后鬼神也可以读读人的心啊、哦。那这个鬼神跟开悟的人的读人的心有什么差别？
So, this reminds me, some people said that Shifu has the ability to read minds, and so do, deities or ghosts, they can read minds. But, what's the difference between someone who is enlightened versus deities and ghosts in their ability of reading eyes? Are they reading it from, differently?
所以我记得就是说我们因为师父好像可以读人家的心，所以我们有些菩萨只要师父在场的话，他就拼命什么念佛哈，以免被师父读到哈。
This reminds me of in the past, because some people said that Shifu can read people's minds, so there are some volunteers here. Whenever Shifu is present, they will start to recite the Buddha's name, so that all Shifu could read is the Buddha's name recitation.
他们只防师父啊，不晓得鬼也可以读到啊。所以师父走了，他就不念佛了。
They were only worried about what Shifu could read, and they forget that deities or ghosts, they are also able to read your mind. So they let down their defense as soon as Shifu left the room.
我记得在经典里面有讲到说你动什么念头啊，然后比较那个什么第七天侦测到以后，然后就把你的念头就传到什么空寂天，那空寂天的那个天神又把你传到什么所有的什么什么所有的天，全世界全宇宙的那些天人都知道你在想什么，只有我们人不知道。
There are stories in the sutra where once we give rise to one thought, deities from a lower heaven will receive it and pass it on, transmit it to a higher realm, and they will also, the higher realm will pass it on to the whole universe, so that every single thought of ours actually is known by all the entities in the universe except ourselves.
那这样问就是说，师父动看到你动脏念头，他会把那个念头当成你。
But the question is, if Shifu see that you have given rise to a bad thought, is he going to think that bad thought is you?
如果师父把你的念头当成你，他就跟鬼神一样啊，跟鬼神没有差别啊。
If Shifu equates or he treats that bad thought as you, then he would actually indeed be no difference than other deities or ghosts.
就是有差别的话，就是师父有形体，鬼是什么？没有形体这样的差别，那可以读都是一样的。
Well, if that's the case, then the only difference may be that Shifu has a physical body, whereas ghosts and deities have no physical body. But that's not how he reads it.
应该讲就是说，他们不会把会生灭的现象当成你或当成自己。
The way we should understand this is an enlightened person will not take phenomenon, any phenomenon that will arise and perish as the self, as you.
可这些现象有没有？有啊。
The phenomena themselves do exist.
这个现象就是有，可是这个现象会什么？会生灭。如果你想了一个坏念头，如果是你的话，那你不想的话，那你就什么？你就不见了啊，对不对？
So the phenomena, they do exist, but they rise and perish. So if the thought is a phenomenon, if the thought is the self, once the thought is gone, if you stop thinking about it, does it mean that you perish? No, that's not the case.
所以有一次好像是洞山良介啦，他有一次看到地上有米，就是出家人不小心把米丢在地上，然后就骂人哦，骂这个出家众怎么不小心啊、哦，怎么没有珍惜什么常住物啊、哦？那这时候有一个这个应该是土地公吧啊，就突然间从地上涌出来哈、哦，然后就跟这一个 跟多山良介顶礼三拜，说哇，找你好久，终于找到了哈。啊，那这个是禅宗的公案啊。禅宗公案接下来就会问说，哎，这个土地公有看到那一个洞山良介吗？
So there is a case study, a story in the Chan school. Chan master 洞山良介once he was walking about and he saw some grains of rice on the ground. And he then scolded the Sangha saying, you are not being careful. You're wasting away whatever that belongs to the temple. So you have to be careful. He scolded them. And at that very moment, the earth deity, the earth god, just arise from the ground and say, ha, I finally found you. It took me forever. I didn't know where you were, and I finally found you. So that's the story. And so as a case study for in Chan, the next question would then be,
就是说那个土地公有看到洞山良介吗？
The question would then be, did the deities really see Master 洞山良介? What is it that he's seeing?
你看他洞山良介都没有动念头，所以他都找不到他。啊，他动了念头以后，那个念头会不会消失？会啊，那消失以后，洞山良介就什么？是不是就消失了？没有啊，对不对？
So the earth deity wasn't able to find 洞山良介 was because he didn't give rise to any thought, so he couldn't find him at all. But once he scolded the Sangha, then he gave rise to this thought, and that's why suddenly the earth deity was able to detect him and then found him. But then again, once that thought goes away, does that mean 洞山良介 has then disappeared again?
那洞山良介就是鬼神看不见，可是我们常人，我们一般人可不可以看到洞山良介？可不可以？
So, ghosts and deities, they are not able to see the physical form of Master 洞山良介, but us regular people, are we able to see his physical body?
好，那一个洞山良介不动念头，那鬼神看不到，但是我们看到，那请问我们看到洞山良介，那是洞山良介吗？
So if 洞山良介 doesn't give rise to any thought, then deities and ghosts cannot detect him, cannot see him. But then we have to ask ourselves, we think that we see 洞山良介, we see his physical body. Is the body 洞山良介?
所以一样的嘛, 你是看到洞山良介的形体, 还是说你是看到洞山良介那一个什么不生不灭的心。
So it's a similar question, actually. Are you actually just seeing 洞山良介's physical body, or are you really able to see his mind, the mind that doesn't arise and doesn't perish?
另外，这个洞山良介有一次，他的徒弟好像去造了一个塔，那就是为洞山良介造了一个塔。那请洞山良介去，就是量一下身体上这个合不合适洞山的那个尺寸啊。那洞山良介就是坐着以后，然后就什么，也不是死了，没有呼吸的啦。那请问你们，像洞山良介这样里面，他的徒弟有没有看到洞山良介？这个身还是在的啊，只是有呼吸跟没呼吸而已啊。
And there's another story about him that once one of his disciples built a pagoda for him, I guess a shrine or something to later put his physical body. And so they asked him to go in to measure, to take the measurement of the body to see if it would fit. So once 洞山良介entered the pagoda, he just sat there and stopped breathing. And so, so where is he? Does his student see 洞山良介?
所以平常我们是把什么把一个 形体当成人，其实是什么是要再重新思考的。比如我这个形体是人，那我突然间没呼吸了，突然间什么我们叫什么心脆死，是吧？心脆死，我这个形体还在不在？
So we really have to rethink about the concept where we take the physical body as a self. So in the instance where someone has a heart attack and just suddenly passed away, in that case, is the physical form still there? Does that mean the self is still there?
所以如果你是认为我这个心理是我的话，那有一天我突然间心脆了，然后不能呼吸，没心跳了，你不要讲我死了，你说那个身体不能呼吸了，不能动了，没有死哦。
So, if my physical body suddenly have a heart attack and suddenly pass away, in that case, you should not be saying, oh,I passed away, or that person has passed away. You should say that, oh, the body has no function anymore. There's no more heartbeat. The body has gone away. It's not being used. It cannot be used anymore.
我听说在台湾那一个，在立岛还是旁边兰屿啊，兰屿有一些就是那个什么，就三地同胞，他们就是说有一个人在好像海边死了。就那个人晚上又回来了哈，那、啊、其实他没死啊，啊他们认为他是鬼，就又是活活的把他什么，把他打死啊，因为他是鬼啊。
I heard a story. There's a little island right next to Taiwan, and so there's someone who lives there and seemed to have passed away by the seaside during the day, and But at nighttime, he came back. You know, he didn't really die. He just came back. And his families and friends thought that he's a ghost. And then they just, they actually then start hitting him and then killed him that way because they thought he's a ghost.
他一直跟我讲说我是人啊，我不是鬼啊。但是人家不相信，就把他，或者把他打死。
And in the process, he kept saying, I'm a person, I'm a human being, I'm not a ghost, don't kill me. And they didn't believe him and still just beat him to death.
所以就是你把身体当成当成人，基本上我们是应该是要重新思考的哈。
So we, this long concept of us thinking the physical body as a person,seeing that as the actual person, we have to really rethink this concept, this belief.
我看到有一些人能够看到，看到这些灵体哈，他们也是一样会有困扰。我记得他们讲说，他有时候搭计程车哈，他不晓得是不是还可以在什么。再进来，因为他已经看到车子已经满了。可是活人的话，哈，一般人就看到还有一个位置，可是他看到是已经什么，已经坐满了。
So I've actually known some people who says they can see ghosts and spirits, and for those people, they actually they have additional worries as well because the story was there was someone who was taking the taxi and.There seems to still be one seat left, but the person who was able to see ghosts saw that the car was full already. The seat has been occupied by a ghost, but he was sort of stuck on the spot, not knowing whether he should invite another person to come into the cab and share it. Because to him, the cab is full, but to other people's eye who's not able to see ghosts, they see that there's still one spot open.
所以他们说他有时候在班上点名的时候，他很难点名，因为他点名往往是错误的。
So when he's teaching and trying to call attendance in class, it's often problematic as well because what he sees is actually different than the roster. He sees more than the actual human beings in the room.
所以大概这个要点名的话，就要请阿罗汉来点名了。阿罗汉就看到心才是人啊，这个其他的这个形象不是人，对不对？
So maybe to call attendance, we need to ask for an arhat's help. They will be able to identify, oh, those with a mind are real humans, the other ones are not.
因为只有这种我们这颗心啊，就是不生不灭，不会说增加减少的，不会的。
So it's because it's the mind that doesn't change, the mind doesn't arise and it doesn't perish either.
所以要这个净无眼，就是说你在你透过眼睛，不管你看到细，或是看到、没办法看到很细的东西，或是看到眼，或是很看到很眼的天眼，或是说看的看不眼的肉眼，那基本上要把它就是什么净化，也就是说你要看到这些现象，什么没有我，没有人在里面，但是有没有心在里面？有。
So, in order to achieve this purified five eyes, whether you are operating with a physical eye that doesn't see very far, or with heavenly eyes that can see very far and see very fine small things, it doesn't matter. The key point is you have to see that there's no self in the phenomenon. There's no mind in the phenomenon.
所以就是这些阿罗汉他们有慧眼，他们已经进化了，就是不会把现象当成我，可是他们还是把涅槃当成我，所以应该就是菩萨、既然不既不会把这一个无印的生命现象当成我，也不会把涅槃当成我、才是真正的进化。
So the arhats, they have already progressed and they are able to see thatphenomenon are aggregates of the five skandhas. In that case, there is no self and no mind in the phenomena. So they're able to understand and see that, experience that, but they are still stuck with, they treat nirvana as the self. And so that is the state of wisdom eye. And only the bodhisattvas with dharma eye, they're able to see that there's no self in the five skandhas. There's still no self in nirvana.
啊，只有，但是就是说，菩萨虽然就是不会把五蕴当成我，也不会住在涅槃，把涅槃当成我，可是他们的这一个，我们就说这一个什么，这个功德啊，就智慧还有慈悲的功德还没有圆满，只有这一个佛啊，就是在这个部分才是真正的圆满，真正的什么完全的净化。那菩萨是什么？也算是部分的净化。
So, even though the bodhisattvas are already able to see that the five skandhas are empty without the self, and also the nirvana is empty, not doesn't contain the self, but for the bodhisattvas, they still haven't perfected their virtue and wisdom. It's only the Buddha that have the ability to have perfect attainment and perfect wisdom and virtue. So we can say that the bodhisattvas has partially purified the five eyes, and only the Buddhas have completely purified the five eyes.
所以这边说菩提无德，菩提无德实际上也可以讲说，你的菩提就是心的功能，那它没有能所，那我们一般人是有能所的，那所以你没办法净无眼。
So over here, we talked about in Bodhi, nothing is attained. We can understand Bodhi as the function of the mind. And for us ordinary people, we operate with a dualistic mind, thinking there's a subject and object. So because of that, our five eyes have not been purified.
那同样的就是无眼懂了，就是了三身也是一样，我们三身就是什么，就是化身、报身，还有什么法身啊。
So if you understand the logics behind purifying the five eyes, it's similar. Regard the three bodies. You have understood the three bodies or completed the three bodies. What are the three bodies? There are the transformation body, the dharma body, and the retribution body.
我们有没有法身？
Do we have dharma body?
没有啊。那你什么时候才有？好。就是说现在没有法身，成佛就有法身，那就法身突然间佛就送给你一个法身，还是是有法身，还是你还是没法身？
So do we have the dharma body right now? Someone said no, we don't have it because we have to wait till we become the Buddha, then we attain the dharma body. Then 法师 asked, Does that mean that by the time you arrive at Buddhahood, then Buddha suddenly give you a Dharma body? Is that the case?
因为你没有嘛，所以你成开悟的时候，火马上就是什么，选择一个日期，然后就是到我们这个佛殿前面就说啊，我们现在花什么，花一个奖状啊，花一个法身给某某人，因为他开悟了啊。
If you think that you don't have it right now, then does that mean that once you become enlightened, then the Buddha says, ah, let's pick a date and let's come before the altar and let me present a Dharma body to you, give you a certificate that you, because you have become enlightened. Is that the case?
还是我们有法身，但是我们就是都是看不到。
Or actually, we do have Dharma bodies, except that we don't see it. We're not aware of it.Can use it.
其实我们叫法身无相啊，那但是我们任何一个时间都在用法身，在什么，在产生种种的功能呢？
So the way to understand it is that we said the Dharma body has no form. So we have Dharma body, and we're actually constantly using this Dharma body.Using its functions and to create all sorts of activities and functions.
事实上，我们现前这颗心正在，我说既有见闻觉知啊，你们可以听，通过这颗心来听、来看、来想，这个既有那个见闻觉知的心，它本身无相。那有时候我们叫做真心，但也可以叫做什么？叫做法身。也可以叫做菩提啊。
So the mind of ours, our mind, this mind has ability to see, to hear, to think. We use this mind to use its all various sorts of function. This mind is the same as the Dharma body, and sometimes we also call it Bodhi.
所以你不要讲说我没有化身了，然后开悟以后化就看到化身了，不是。
So don't think that we don't have a Dharma body right now and we will gain it once we become enlightened. That's not the case. We already have it.
就平常我们是用这颗心那去一直去抓取有形的现象，所以你只看到有形的现象，看不到能感知的这一个心，它无形无相，无来无去。
So the mind itself is formless, and we keep using this mind to grasp onto all sorts of phenomena, and we take those phenomena as self. And so what we keep seeing is we see all these various phenomena that we grasp onto, but we fail to see the mind itself that doesn't have a form, it doesn't come and doesn't go.
也就是说，任何时间点，我们在看东西，在听声音，都离不开法身这一个，都离不开法身，因为就是可以讲就是法身的功能。那通常我们叫做什么？叫做什么心的功能，真心的功能。
So at any given point of time, when we're seeing, hearing, perceiving, thinking, we are using the Dharma body, or we call it the mind. It's the functions of the mind that we are using constantly.
那我们对有形的现象，我们有兴趣是有形的现象。那如果晚上不看不听又有什么，是不是就看到法身了？没有，你又有什么？又迷迷糊糊的啊。
So when we're awake, we're interested in different phenomena that actually has forms and shapes. But doesn't mean that when we're sleeping at night, when we are not aware of these external phenomena, then we suddenly were able to see the mind.No, unfortunately, in those moments when we're sleeping, we become dull and not conscious, so we don't see the mind either.
我们晚上睡觉的确就是我们晚上大概不会去看，用眼睛看，用耳朵听，对不对？然后甚至我们就是身体放松，那也不觉知身体。可是呢，你一旦睡着以后，你又不清楚。那如果清除了、啊、清除什么？清除一堆梦境，是不是这样子？女孩子都是一直着相的。
So, when we're sleeping, then we are no longer using the physical eyes and physical body to be aware of external phenomena, to look at things. But when we have fallen asleep, we're either not lucid at all, so we're not even conscious, we're not aware, or the mind is still grasping onto mental phenomena, to dreams. So the mind is still aware, but it's instead of being aware of itself, the mind is grasping onto all sorts of dream states, the mental activities that's created by the mind.
如果说你晚上没有梦，然后你又清楚你没有梦，那这样算不算法身？
If at night you don't have any dreams and you are actually lucid enough to know that you don't have any dreams, then are you seeing your Dharma body?
我记得我们有一次有禅四十九，有一个女生啊，她一支香可以做十一个小时，她每天都做十一个小时。那她晚上在睡觉的时候，她是知道自己在睡觉。
So I remember once we had a 49-day meditation retreat, and there was a lady during the retreat who is able to sit for 11 hours straight, and that's how long she sits every time, every day. And so she is able to, when she's sleeping, she's able to be aware of that she's sleeping and that there's no dream. But does that mean that she was actually able to see her own Dharma body, her mind?
这边可以举个例子，就是那个好像是妙高峰禅师的样子，他就是通过修行，然后修到晚上没有梦，但是又清楚他没有梦。
This is similar to an example of Chan Master Miao Gaofeng, where he, through practice, he was able to enter the state where when he sleeps at night, he has no dreams. And at the same time, he's lucid. He knows that he doesn't have any dreams and that he's sleeping.
然后他觉得他应该算是说他已经开悟了。那他的师父就问他说，你晚上没有梦，那你的主人翁在哪里？就是你没有梦，可是能知道那一颗心在哪里，所以他去看没有看不到他那个主人翁啊，所以他又继续参了，好像是参了五年，最后才找到什么主人翁，就是法身。
So he thought at that point that he has actually become enlightened, but his teacher, his master asked him.When you are in that state, when you are sleeping and with no dream and clearly aware that you're sleeping with no dreams, are you able to find your master? Where is your mind? Are you able to see it? And so he tried, and in that state, he still wasn't able to find the mind that's able to perceive and to be aware. So he continued to investigate.And tried to look for the mind to his Dharma body. And it's only after 5 years that he suddenly became enlightened and saw.
所以就是了三生，这个了就是什么明了，或者是说就是了掉，就是把那个结束，就是把那一种你把身体自己把身体当成我那一个烦恼，就是什么，就是完全什么，就是解决了哈，就是这样的一个烦恼完全什么，完全清了了，就是你欠了人家钱，你就完全怎么了了？一个是明白明了的了，一个是什么结束了这种分别心。
So in this phrase, the Chinese character says 了三身。There's a verb 了 and then the three bodies.And that verb, the character, actually could be understood in two different levels. One is you have understood. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that you have ended, that you finally ended the state where you mistaken the body as a self. So you have completed and ended that misunderstanding, ended that stage.
也就是说我们没有了三身，那跟有了三身的最大的差别是我们的心跟身体是二，对不对？那他们心跟身体是什么？不一不二，不要讲是一了哈，是啊，不一不二比较正确一点呢。
So the biggest difference between us, those of us who's not enlightened versus an enlightened person, is that for us, our mind and the physical body are still perceived as two separate entities, whereas for an enlightened person, the mind and the body are not one and not two.
如果就是说你发觉心跟身体，真心跟身体不一不二，那会不会怕死？
When you have reached an understanding where your physical body and your mind is no one, not one and not two, when you are there, are you going to be afraid of dying? Would you still be afraid?
我看到这个，好像所有的禅师都不怕死啊。
Based on what I read, it seems that none of the Chan masters are afraid of dying.
他们是不怕死，还是没有死这回事？
Is it that they are not afraid of dying, or to them there's no such thing as dying?
因为如果你有兴趣，你去看那些禅师，我看到，因为我说到底是他们是怎么样看待死？就发觉他们都什么？一个第一个是不在乎死，第二个再更进一步的话，没有死。
So if you're interested, I encourage you to read up on those stories. But based on what I read is, it seems that they don't care. They don't care about dying. Or to them, there's not even the concept of dying. It doesn't exist anymore.
大家晓不晓得我们的身体是，听说是60兆的细胞所组成的啊。
I don't know if you heard this. There seems to be some scientific figure saying our physical body is made up of 60 trillion or something, a huge number of cells.
那我们有个生化的生化博士，他在专门在看细菌，看我们的细胞啊。那因为他有血活，那他发觉，这个细胞大概可能活个几天啊，几十天就死了。有一部分是什么？这一部分死，那一部分活，那一部分死，都会全部都会什么？都会一直换人。
So there's a volunteer that made the study biology.Study biology, and he actually told me that he studies cells, and he realized that the cells actually they each cell would die after X number of days, and it's a continuous cycle of some cells dying and some cells remaining and some new cells are being born.
因为就是说他们用这种他们在观察生理，就是由细胞还有什么？还有细菌所组成的，当然还有地水火风，但最主要就是这两者，这个什么，这个细胞跟细菌组成的。所以他就发觉，里面没有我啊，因为什么，就这些东西组成的而已啊。
So, from their perspectives, they see the body is consist of, cells and microbes, and that's it, cells and microbes. So after studying for so long, he realized that there's no self.In this, just cells and microbes.
当你自己的哈，我们这样子讲说，你死了以后，请问这个细胞是不是也是马上死掉
？When you die, let's talk about ourselves. When you die, do these cells die right away?
我知道细菌不会跟着你死啦，对不对？它这细菌他们可能就是什么，就是要搬家了嘛，因为这边。细胞是不是也会马上死？我不晓得，应该也没有马上死，因为还有什么，就是主人，就是什么，就是等于是皇帝跑掉了而已哈。
I'm actually not sure, but it doesn't seem like the cells will die right away. The microbes, of course, the bacteria, they will just go find a new host. But your cells, I tend to think of it as the king in the kingdom has run away, but all the people that he rules, his subjects are still around after some time.
也应该来发动这些人了，这么在研究人，就是说死了以后细胞是不是也马上死掉啊？
Perhaps we should find someone who studies this and ask that person if the cells die immediately after you die.
因为我知道，就是说你这个身体没有呼吸，但没有呼吸，没有心跳，有一些细胞就好像没办法存活太久，是不是？
Or perhaps without oxygen and without blood, then some of these cells won't last too long. That's perhaps the case.
以后可以问问医生哦，这样的话，他们这些细胞还能够活多久？
We'll find doctors and ask them, and how long the cells will last after someone who has officially been officially passed away.
但是我知道也有一些例子，就是有人死了两个小时或四个小时，就是没有心跳，没有呼吸，可是他又什么，又活过来了哈。
But at the same time, I've also heard examples where someone who has ceased breathing and there's no more heartbeat, and after 2 hours, this person came back to life. So that happens too.
我记得有两个例子哦，就是前一阵就是报纸报道的，就是有一个妈妈生了双胞胎，就是龙凤胎哈。那弟弟就好像就死了，那妈妈就一直什么，就是跟这个弟弟开始说，哎呀，这个妹妹很喜欢你呢，你要什么，她需要你作伴呐、啊，就一直跟她讲了四个小时，活过来了、啊。
So I read this in the news recently where there was a mother who gave birth to two twins, a boy and a girl. And the little boy infant passed away soon after birth. And the mother started talking to this boy infant and saying, your sister really needs you. She loves you so much. She needs you to stay with her, to accompany her, to be with her. And after talking like this for 4 hours, the baby boy infant came back to life.
所以如果是这样讲，如果他没有就是医生没有什么就是诊断错误，就表示他心跳没有了，什么呼吸没有了，可是他那个里面的细胞还可以支持什么四个小时啊。
So perhaps, I don't know, maybe we can say the doctor has misdiagnosed, or for some reason after 4 hours, the cells, even without heartbeat, without the blood pumping, the cells remain alive and the boy came back to life.
另外一个例子是，就是有一个人就是也是车祸，然后因为没有呼吸，没有心跳嘛，那救护车就把他就是救去，就是把他救了以后就因为没心跳了嘛，所以就把他准备把他放在那个什么冰柜里面了，但是他有一只脚就翘起来哈、哦，就是这一个要把他放进去放不进去嘛，所以他们就哎这边折腾这只脚啊、哦，因为你要把他放进去他脚又伸起来，你把他压下去对不对，那 OK 那要放进去他又脚又翘起来，这样最后他们就是说一边什么快速的压一边快速的推啊，结果男人醒过来了啊，那个人有没有吓一跳不晓得啊，那他讲到说他打从他什么他从车祸到送进殡仪馆送进那个什么停尸间啊，他都是清楚的不能讲话而已
There's also another example where a person had passed away in a car accident. At least there was no breathing and no heartbeat. And so the emergency crew took this person to the hospital and then eventually sent him to the morgue. And so they were trying to push him into the fridge. Is fridge the right word for it? Okay.But this person's leg wouldn't lay flat. The knees keep popping up. And so they would try to keep pushing it down and push the whole body into the space, but it just didn't work. Every time they try to push it in, his knee pops up. And so after struggling with the knee for some time, this person suddenly came back to life and said, I have been aware of this entire process, but I couldn't talk. And I don't know if the other crew were actually startled by the incident, but apparently this person wasn't really dead after all.
哇，这个人很可惜哦，他在那个时间点就是没有呼吸了啊，然后也没有心跳了啊，但是心又清清楚楚的哈， 实这时候是一个参话的那个很好的什么很得力的时机，那我是谁哈、啊、结果他没有参话的很可惜、啊、
From my perspective, I think it's a pity that this person didn't investigate in 话头 at the moment when he seemed to have stopped breathing and there's no heartbeat. That would have been a perfect moment to investigate who am I anyway. But he wasn't a Chan practitioner, so he wasn't investigating. He didn't use that critical moment, critical window to investigate 话头。
下次你碰到这个要记住啊，这个是一个参话头的最好的、最得力的时机啊！要问说那我是谁
？If it ever happened to you, remember use that time, use a special opportunity to investigate 话头 Who am I? And ask yourself that.
也不会很难啊，因为、之前我不是讲过嘛，有一个女生，被烧掉了，她还是在很生气的说。早上给我烧掉了，他也没有参话头、哦。
But I know it's actually very difficult. I remember sharing this story before, where there was a girl who passed away, and her spirit or ghost, whatever you call it, is still there, and the spirit was still muttering angrily, saying, "They burned my body. They cremated my body in the morning."Instead, she should have used that moment to investigate 话头. It would have been perfect. But it's difficult.
那我就问他说，那你现在做来做去的是谁？因为他在抱怨说早上把他身体烧掉，可是他的另外一个形体又在走来走去的。所以我就问他，那现在走来走去的是谁啊？
So when the spirit apparently was pacing back and forth in front of me, even though she was also at the same time complaining, they burned my body, they cremated my body in the morning, but the spirit was still pacing back and forth. So I asked her, well, if they burned your body, then who is it that's pacing back and forth right now?
也就是说你平常直起身体为你，那有一天你的身体被烧掉了，你仍然不会去反问说那我是谁、哦。
So, when we're alive, we tend to take this physical body as a self. But because the tendency has been so strong that even when we pass away, we still usually wouldn't pause for a minute and ask, now the body is gone, but who am I anyway?
那我们有一个菩萨，就是他的好朋友的爸爸，就往生了啊，那也火化了，那他爸爸就来跟他偷梦哦，他们说我没有手表了，我的皮带也不见了啊，结果他就去问他那个好朋友，他说啊，就因为这个爸爸的手表还可以用嘛，那个皮带还可以用嘛，所以我就拿来了啊。
A volunteer at the monastery actually has a good friend, and the good friend's father had passed away, and the father who passed away actually came and gave a drink to this volunteer at the temple, saying that, oh, I don't have my watch anymore, and I'm also missing my belt. So this person actually went ahead and asked his or her best friend, saying, well, is that the case? You know, where did the watch and the belt go? And that person said, oh, because the watch is still really good, so we kept it, and I thought I could still use it.
那个菩萨也不会讲说啊，你现在是另一个世界的，那你怎么还要这个手表干嘛？他不会这样反问哈、啊。
I thought it was interesting that the volunteer actually didn't ask the spirit that came into the dream, saying, "Well, you don't have a physical body anymore. You're already passing on to another world. Why do you still need to use your watch and belt?" But I guess the volunteer didn't thought of asking that.
所以就是说我们执着这个身体只是实在是执着太久了哈，即使你死掉以后你仍然还是要什么要去抓起身体啊。
This just goes to show that we have been attached to our physical body for way, way, way too long. That there's such a strong tendency and habit that even after we've passed away, no longer needing our physical body, we still want to grasp onto it.
所以有一个禅师，也不是，应该是有一个人，他入定以后，那身体被烧掉了，那就一直回来找身体。那一个禅师，也很辛，那禅师并没有讲说，哎呀，你身体不是你啦，他不是这样讲，他就告诉你说，你的身体在水里啦。就那一个人就去水找不到，那禅师又讲啊，你的身体在火里啦，他去火里面找也找不到，啊，你的身体是在什么，在岩石里面，叫他去找也找不到。就这个禅师就感到说，你看你平常有身体的时候，你进入水会被什么淹死，那进入火里面会被什么烧死，那进入岩洞你是没办法进入岩洞，那现在没有身体你都可以去，你为什么要有一个身体？就他这样才开悟的，才什么才那一个呢？如果没有这样开始讲的话，说你只讲说你要身体干嘛，他听不懂的，就他没有身体，那都还要什么？还要一个身体。
So there's a famous story in Chan where a meditator, after he has entered very deep samadhi, sees breathing, sees heartbeat, people have thought that he passed away and cremated his body. And so when he came back, he couldn't find his body. So he was panicking and went over the place looking for his physical body. And he came to a Chan master, and Chan master didn't say, why do you need your body? Instead, the master said, oh, your body is in the fire. So that practitioner went into the fire, didn't find the body, and came back. The Chan master then said, your body is in the water. He went and looked for his body, no body still. Oh, your body is in the rock. He went into the rock to look for his body, still no body. Then the Chan master said, well, when you were alive, when you still had your physical body, could you have gone into the water, the fire, and the rock? You would have been drowned, you would have been burned, and you couldn't even go into the rock. So now, without a physical body, you could go anywhere. What use is your physical body to you? So at this very moment, this person became enlightened. It only took this kind of, you know, going about to finally, even without physical body, this person finally reached enlightenment. The Chan master didn't immediately say, oh, you don't need to use your body. Instead, he used very skilled means to direct this practitioner to enlightenment.
刚好碰到这种的禅师，能够看到他，那又能够跟他对话，对不对？那能够帮助他。如果这样的的人来找你，你会怎么样？你会吓，会不会吓死？
Well, it's actually very lucky the practitioner had encountered this Chan master who first is able to see him, able to interact with him, and to be able to guide him. If a spirit like that came to you, are you going to actually be scared?
我记得我出家大概5年，大概7年还是8年的样子。那有一天我们去医院去关怀一个菩萨啊，我以为他没死，其实他已经死掉了啊。他是用那个什么呼吸器啊，在就是帮忙维生。那我看着仪器，我把它当成脑波。我看到我们在那练的时候，那个什么脑波就好像就有变化。那我就以为他没死啊，就那天晚上来找我啊。那我没有看不到，我说哦，你不要找我。我赶快练心经，赶快棉被一直盖起来。
So usually we'll be scared. I remember after maybe 7-8 years into monastic life, several of us went to the hospital to visit a person who was about to die. And at that moment, that person actually had passed away already. But they were using machines to sustain his life. And I looked at the machine. That machine was actually for oxygen or for pumping the air or for heartbeat. I wasn't sure, but I misread it. I thought it represented the brain waves. But anyhow, that same night, that person who had actually passed away already came into my dream and looking for me. And I, at that time, even already 7-8 years into monastic life, I was so scared. I said, don't come to me. And then I started reciting the Heart Sutra and pull the blanket over my head.
哦，他不是进入我的梦中，是我刚要躺下去睡的时候他就来了。
Oh no, correction. He didn't come into my dream. It was when I was about to go into bed, he showed up in front of me. And that's why I got so scared.
所以要度这些人还不简单呢。第一个，你可以什么？可以看到他。第二个，可以跟他对话。第三个，你还要知道空无常无我的道理。
So it's not easy to help these sentient beings at all. First, you need to be able to see them, to be able to converse, interact with them. And then most important of all, you need to understand the concept of emptiness, impermanence, and no self.
所以你要度这些鬼道的众生真的不好度呢、哦、我看到有一个人他是可以看到鬼道，就是他可以看到灵体啦，可是他因为不懂得空无我。那我记得有一次就是有一个人就是生前非常放不下这个，放不下那一个，他要什么儿子要这样，儿子要那样，最后还是死掉了、啊、死掉了以后，那这个人，这一个可以通灵的人就跟他讲说，那你生前就是说这个也要那个不要，现在你想怎么样，你又能够怎么样？可是他也只能够讲这样子，他讲说，那对方知道什么？就是没皮条了。可是有没有解决他的问题？没有。
So, I actually know someone who has the ability to see spirits.And this person encountered a spirit who, before that spirit passed away, that the spirit had been had strong attachment. And this person was attached to wanting his son to go this direction, wanting this other son to go that direction, following his own plans. So after the person had passed away, becoming a spirit, the spirit came to...this person I know and, you know, complain and talk. And this person who's able to see the spirit because he didn't have sufficient knowledge about emptiness, about impermanence and no self, at most, he was only able to converse with the spirit and said, well, now you have passed away, what can you do now? So the spirit was left with no words, couldn't say anything. But at the same time,the person who was able to see couldn't really quite get at it and quite helped the spirit by helping that person, guiding that person into a deeper understanding. That's unfortunate.
所以就是说我们平常可能就在从这个什么无印不是我，那自己懂这个道理，那自己也常常什么常这样子去实践，那有一天人家来偷梦的时候你就不要就可以讲了说你这个身体不是你啊，你要手表干嘛、啊哦、你要这干嘛、啊、对，否则的话这些人你指什么只跟他理论有时候不太清楚的、哦、
So, to reach out, to be able to, when there's a chance to really help those sentient beings, will be for ourselves to first, understand the five skandhas. There's no self in the five skandhas, it's empty.The physical body doesn't represent the self. So start from there and think deeper and try to experience it. And then maybe one day if you are able to see spirits or converse with them or someone comes into your dream, you will be able to more adequately help these sentient beings.
所以看到有在那个网络上有一些什么就是这种类似这种的哈说鬼弄神的这些影片，我也看到有一个就是那个叫跟人家化妆那个叫什么，就给死人化妆那个就是礼仪师哈、啊、他们就讲说他们也曾经碰到有一个男生啊，就是男生死掉以后，那么他们就把他的胡子剃掉了哈、啊、哦不行了不得了了嘞他说你为什么把我的胡子剃掉了哈、啊但是我看到他，因为他也没有跟他讲，他说你已经死掉了，你要那个并没有这么讲，他说你要这个胡子干嘛？他并没有这样开示啊。
So, I've also seen some clips on the internet and people talking about their encounters with death or with dead people. So there's a there was this person who, I don't know the English term, who after a person passed away, put on makeup, they work in the morgue, and they try to put makeup on the corpse to make it look better. So anyway, this person actually helped a dead person shaved off his mustache, and all hell break loose. The spirit came back and say, "Well, how dare you shave away my mustache?" But because that the makeup person didn't have the knowledge to say, "Well, you're dead. What use is your physical body to you anyhow?" This person didn't have the knowledge, so the problem was actually quite insolvable, and wasn't able to guide the spirit further on to understanding there's no more need for the physical body.
因为他们只知道说，就是在往生以后哈，男生比较不注重这个外表啊，女生就是要化妆的美美的。
Because at that time, for those makeup artists, they thought that, oh, guys don't care so much about their looks. It's only the women who cares more, so they pay more attention on putting makeup on the ladies.
但是他们还是对这个什么，就是身体挥霍这个概念是没有的哈。那我在同样那个例子，他就是他说有一次，他也是跟这些死者哈，就洗身体嘛哈。那个死者是一个女的，那她因为这个女的比较胖哈、哦，那她就用个台湾话就说啊，就省一下短绳啊，真搞刚哈，听得懂吗？啊，就是这个躯体那么大、哦，那就很会攻啊，就不得了了呢。那天晚上来哈、哦，就来她来睡觉的时候就这样说，我有多胖，连续跟她。看他就是把他挤到床下，挤了七天这样子哈、哦，那直到最后一天，他们又在殡仪馆、又看到他了，看到他，然后就说，不理你的啦，就没有在那一个。可是这个人他们是不会怕这些，可是他们也不会跟他开始，对不对？他说啊，你这个，你整个胖，你有什么关系？那个又不是你。
So these are all examples showing that people still mistakenly take the physical body as a self and not able to see through. So just another story that, again, the same person, the makeup artist for dead people, once he was helping a corpse, bathing a body, and it was a lady who was a bit on the heavier side. So he said, "Oh, so heavy, it takes so much work." And just muttering that under his breath, and that same night, that spirit came back and say, "How fat am I? You think I'm fat? You know, are you any better?" So he kept the spirit actually start bumping this person and kept bumping this person off the bed, and this continued to happen for 7 days until finally at the farewell service. The makeup artist saw the same spirit again, and the spirit finally said to him, "I have no more time for you. Bye." And then that's the end of the incident. So, for people who work with dead bodies, dead people, they're not really afraid of it. At the same time, because themselves lack the knowledge of impermanence and the body is no self, they were not able to properly or further guide the spirits into a deeper understanding, and that is an opportunity lost.
所以这个就是要帮助活人啊，帮助什么？帮助往生者的话，大概就要懂得什么？这个化身就是什么？就是本来是同一个东西，那个然后化身就是这个身体什么是因缘法嘛？就是不要执着它啊。
So in order to really reach out to both people alive and as well as people dead, we have to truly understand the concept that the Dharma body and the transformation body, these are all the same thing, except that the retribution body came about because of the conditions, and it really doesn't represent the self. It's not the same as the Dharma body.
他这种观念是要靠大家的认识啊、体会，然后接下来还要什么要去修炼啊，或者的话什么，你到时候看到他的话，你也是吓死了，跟我一样吓死了、啊。
So you really need to first know these concepts and then think deeply about these concepts and then eventually actualize it and experience it. Or else you might become just like me some years back when a spirit came in front of me. I was mortally scared. But with a proper knowledge, you wouldn't be anymore.
Oh, 阿弥陀佛.
Thank you. 阿弥陀佛.